This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
We're chatting some biking on this edition of the podcast as we head back to Belgium to touch base with Toon Feldeman. A big thank you to you for downloading and listening to this podcast. My name is still Brad Brown. I'm still coming to you from a gorgeous Cape Town in South Africa. And the show is still sponsored by Wheel Science. If you haven't checked them out yet, do it. You can get yourself high-performance race wheels at a fraction of the cost. All you need to do is use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% off. The URL to get to wheelscience.com. And make sure that you use that coupon code KONAEDGE to get 10% off your order. It's as simple as that. Let's chat some biking now as we head back to Belgium. Welcome on to the Kona Edge. Let's chat some cycling now as we head back to Belgium to catch up with Toon Feldeman. Toon, welcome onto the podcast. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Dude, let's talk about the bike. I mean, you said to me when we first spoke that you gave up basketball at the age of 28 and got yourself a racing bike. That was the first time you had actually been on a proper racing bike. And I mean, this is something you've had to learn, but you are pretty good on the bike. You've, over the last 8 years, you've become really, really fast.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In the beginning, other triathletes that I know laughed or didn't laugh, but they said, look, you have to start practicing on a bike. You're just a runner, eh? And you catch everybody up in running. After 2 to 3 years doing triathlon, I got into my head, okay, I have to really practice on it. And I noticed that if I practice, I'm actually getting quite good at it. And ever since then, I never skip a training. I love to cycle. I love being out there. And it goes better and better.
We also spoke about the cycling culture in Belgium. It's an amazing country to cycle in. I mean, there's lots of, I mean, one of the big issues in the world at the moment is safety on the bicycle, but there's a lot of respect for cyclists in Belgium and people on bicycles, and that really helps, doesn't it? And it's a beautiful place to ride it.
Yeah, it does. It's a beautiful place to ride. And you notice that people, drivers in a car are used to having cyclists on the road. They have respect for the cyclists. It's not, of course, there are exceptions. but I notice when I go to a different country to practice, I notice that it's more difficult there. So I love the way it goes in Belgium. It's very nice to cycle here.
Dude, over time and getting better on the bike, can you tell me one or two things that you've done that you think has really improved your performance on the bike?
Oh, first of all, I think that being on the bike is the most important. Cycling is the discipline out of the three where training is the most important, doing those kilometers and practicing. Not always with certain assignments or practices, but just doing those kilometers is the most important of everything, I think. When I do a practice, I do more and more Ironman pace, but for a longer time. And that's what I like as well. In the beginning, I searched the hills or whatever. I stopped a bit with doing that because I like being on a bicycle path where there are no cars, not doing a lot of altitude, but just going on an Ironman pace or a half Ironman pace, and yeah, that's what I like, and I know that I feel that for me personally. That's a good way to practice.
You mentioned just doing the miles and putting in the kilometers, especially when you're starting out and having that big sort of aerobic base to build off of. There's nowhere to hide when it comes to cycling. I mean, that sort of stuff you can't buy. You've got to put in the hours, and like you said in our first chat, this is a long-term project. It's season after season after season. And the work that you put in 5 years ago, you reaping the benefits of now because you've got that big sort of base. So do you find that people getting into the sport don't realize that that's what they need to do? They need to have these big cycling bases in order to become a really good cyclist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Well, it reminds me of two friends of mine who are a bit older than me, and they've been practicing triathlon for a couple of years now, for more years than me, and they were never quite able to qualify for Kona, but they just kept on going, kept on training, doing all those miles on the bike, never stopped, and in the end, they now qualified both of them three times now. So just keeping keep going on those bikes, never giving up, always doing those kilometers. And of course, everybody has got a certain moment where he says, I don't feel like it, but just going out there, I think it's very important.
Talk to me about the off season. You mentioned training right the way through, maybe not as at high intensity in the off season, but you ride throughout the year. What sort of stuff do you do sort of after an Ironman before you start building up to the next one?
First of all, a couple of weeks rest. I think your body needs to be completely. How can I say it? Completely.
Recovered.
Recovered, yes. And after a couple of weeks, after 2 weeks, I just start training again, but at ease. I will still be on my bike for three times a week, but just being out there, sometimes doing an exercise or whatever. But just keep going. Yeah.
Do you do much work on the indoor trainer too? Like, even in the summer when it's great to get out, are there sessions in the week that you do on the indoor?
In summer, no. But in winter, a lot, most of them. Because here it's in Belgium, it's freezing in winter. And I really don't like being out there in the rain I have fell down last year when I was out in winter. So I prefer in winter times being inside, indoor, doing almost all of my practices indoor. But in summer times, I almost always go outside.
Tell me about your favorite workouts. You mentioned when I asked you this question with a swim that you like the higher intensity, shorter stuff. On the bike, it's slightly different.
Yeah, it's different on the bike. There I like the longer stuff. Especially when I'm going into a race like Kona now, I like doing 100 plus K, where I have to do an exercise of, let's say, twice a half an hour Ironman pace or twice half Ironman pace. I think it's quite difficult. It's mentally maybe for some people difficult to keep on going that long, but I like it. I like it. Put my ears, my music in my ears, and I just go. There's a big difference. A couple of years ago, I didn't have a power meter, but I did the investments, I think, 2 years ago. And for me, I just see that it's very good for me. I watch my power meter, keep that power going, and yeah.
Do you wish you got that power meter sooner?
Yes, I do. But okay, I've got it now, so you never have to regret things you did before.
Exactly.
Tell me about
your setup, your bike. What are your rides? What wheels have you got? Tell me a little bit about the gear you use.
Yeah, I bought Trek 2 years ago. I think it's a fantastic bike. Especially because I'm 1.90 meters, I've got quite long arms and legs, so it's not that easy for me to fit perfectly on a bike. And with a Trek, you can adjust it quite a lot. So I feel very, very comfortable in it. And I bought race wheels together with it from Bontrager. I'm happy with it.
Brilliant. Well, I feel your pain, Toon. I'm 1.98 meters tall, so I'm slightly taller than you are. And yeah, I get exactly what you're saying about fitting bicycles. It's not too easy. So I'll have to check out the track.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Toon, thank you so much for joining me on the Kona Edge today. I look forward to talking about your bike, but we'll save your run, rather. We'll save that for next time out.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much to Toon, and thank you to you for listening. Don't forget, before I go, to check out Wheel Science. If you're looking for race wheels, Wheel Science have got you covered. High-performance race wheels at a fraction of the cost, where you can get all the performance at half the price. Their pricing is phenomenal. If you haven't checked them out yet, you're missing out. Go check it out. TheKonaEdge.com/wheels and use Kona Edge as the coupon code at checkout to get 10% off your order. That's Kona Edge at checkout to get 10% off. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, thanks for listening. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.